Parsha Vayigash. The Parsha begins, Vayigash, Elov Yehuda. Yehuda approached Yosef. Vayomer, and he said, Be Adoni, please my master, Yidaben or Avdecha Dova Baznei Adoni. Let your servant speak a word in my master's ears. Vayichar Abcha Avdecha, and do not be angry with your servant, Ki Chamoicha Kefaroi, because you are equal to Paroi. Yehuda then goes on to tell Yosef that Binyamin has an old father, and his father already had one of his sons die. So Yehuda is coming with compassion, trying to get compassion out of Yosef, that his father is old, his father already lost a child, as one of his children died. The obvious question here is, why didn't Yehuda attempt to refute the charges against them? There were charges brought against the Shiftei Kah that they stole the goblet, they were part of the scheme to steal the goblet. Why didn't Yehuda say that that's true? We don't even see Yehuda coming and saying, as you should know, Yosef. He wasn't calling him Yosef, he was calling him the Viceroy of Mitzrayim, whatever title he was given. But why didn't he try to refute the accusation? Rashi says, Ba'oznei Adoni, Yehuda was saying that his word should go into the ears of Yosef. Yidaben no avdecha dova ba'oznei Adoni. It says in the Goin, Vayomer avdecha, Yehuda is speaking to Yosef. And he says, Your servant, my father. So he's saying that his father, Yehuda was saying about his father that he was Yosef's servant. It says in the Pirkei Der Belezer that Yosef was supposed to live 120 years. He lost 10 years of his life because he let his brothers say, My father, your servant, 10 times and did not stop them. It was not covered for Yosef to hear his father being called his servant. Why was Yosef punished with 10 years when there were only 5 times in the Torah the brother said, My father, your servant? They only see it 5 times. And for Tegoin, Yosef indeed heard it 10 times. You want to know how? There was an interpreter who interpreted for the viceroy Yosef. The brothers spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. The assumption was that the viceroy did not understand Lashon HaKodesh. Yosef, we know, understood Lashon HaKodesh. So Yosef understood and heard their statements in Lashon HaKodesh when the brothers called their father his servant. And then he heard the interpreter say it again, the Egyptian interpreter. So Yosef heard a total of 10 times it being said about his father, that his father was his servant. And that wasn't covered, and for that he lost 10 years of his life. It says in Targum Yonis and Ben Aziel, Yosef lost 10 years of his life because when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, Yosef came out to greet him in his big day Malchus. Yosef was wearing 10 articles of clothing. Yaakov saw Yosef from afar but did not recognize him. All Yaakov saw was royal garments. And when he saw royal garments, he bowed to him. Had Yosef not worn his royal garments, his father would not have bowed down to him. So the 10 begodim that Yosef wore that caused his father to bow down to him, he lost 10 years of his life. It says in the Paradis Yosef, it's quotes in Anaf Yosef, the interpreter for Yosef was his son Menashe. Menashe certainly knew that the brothers were his father's brothers. They knew who these people were in front of him. Menashe understood that when the brothers said, My father, they were referring to Yosef's father as well, because they were brothers. Obviously, if it's Yosef's brother's father, then it's Yosef's father too. This being the case, Menashe certainly would not have repeated the words, Your servant. Zer state, he says, oh, can't be. If Menashe's interpreter, if it was Thomas an Egyptian, so he wouldn't know. He's repeating exactly. But it doesn't make sense that Menashe should say your servant. So we're left with a question again. Why did Joseph lose 10 years of his life if he only heard the brothers say, my father, your servant, 5 times? So the brothers themselves said it, but when he interpreted, Menashe interpreted, he wouldn't say that. And for Tanaf Yosef. Yosef was punished for asking about his father's welfare when the brothers brought Binyamin. Once Binyamin was in Mitzrayim, Yosef planned on revealing his identity. He should have realized that his questions about his father would elicit responses using the phrase, my father, your servant. All 10 brothers answered together. This was the 10 times that he heard it, and he lost 10 years of his life for it. They all said, my father, your servant, all 10 brothers said it together. And it's a taina on Yosef that he even had them go about to say what happened in history, that he elicited, he caused their response to be, he caused them to give a response that would say that his father was his servant, which was not appropriate. It says in the Das Kanim Bali Tosis, Ayemer Pare Yaakov, Kamo Yemeshne Chayecha. Pare asked Yaakov, how many are the years of your life? Pare asked Yaakov how old he was because he looked very old. Yaakov responded that he was not that old. He just had a very hard life with much tzaras. When Yaakov said this, Hashem said to him, I saved you from Esav and Lot. I returned Dinah and Yosef to you. Yet you complain and say that your years have been few and miserable? That's the way you answer Pare when he asks you, how old are you? Yaakov was supposed to live to the age of his father, 180 years. Yaakov lost 33 years of his life for the words in this conversation, and he only lived till 147. It says in the Sichas Musar, the count of these 33 words that were deducted from Yaakov Avinu's life includes the question that Pari asked, Vayemer Pari Yaakov Kamei Meshnei Chayecha. That's included in the 33 words. Why did Yaakov get punished for Pari asking the question? Enfit the Sichas Musar. Apparently Yaakov was responsible for Pari asking the question, because we see that it's counted. What do we learn from that? Evidently, one was able to tell by looking in Yaakov's face that he had had a very hard life. He looked much older than he was, which prompted Pari to ask him his age. There's a famous Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim once appeared before the Prime Minister of Poland to request a cancellation of a decree from the Polish Ministry of Education, which was troubling the Torah leaders of Klal Yisrael at that time. The words of the Chofetz Chaim flowed from his warm and pure heart as he spoke to the non-Jewish Prime Minister in Yiddish. In the midst of his speaking, the Chofetz Chaim became very emotional and he began to cry. One of those who accompanied the Chofetz Chaim arose to translate, but the Prime Minister signaled him to be quiet and sit down. The Prime Minister said that it is not necessary to interpret. Although he did not understand one word that the Chofetz Chaim had said, he was convinced to abolish the decree. This was because it was clear to him that the Chofetz Chaim's words came straight from his heart. He could see it. It went straight from one heart to another heart. Perhaps now we can understand why Yehuda took the approach that he did. Yehuda's request to speak directly into Yosef's ears was a request to eliminate their interpreter. At this point in time, Yehuda was not on very good terms with Yosef. How did Yehuda have the chutzpah to ask for a favor that he should speak directly into the ears of the viceroy of Mitzrayim, Yosef? The presumption was that Yosef did not know Lashon HaKodesh. There was an interpreter so that Yosef would understand what Yehuda was saying. If Yehuda thought that Yosef did not understand Lashon HaKodesh, Then what did he hope to accomplish by speaking into Yosef's ears? Yosef wouldn't understand what he's saying anyways. Yehuda realized that the only way that he was going to be able to convince the viceroy of Mitzrayim to let Binyamin go home was to plead for mercy. Yehuda spoke to Yosef about matters that had no bearing on the case in point. He didn't discuss the actual act or supposed act that happened, that occurred, that was the reason for Binyamin being taken, for the whole episode, the whole story of the goblet and so on and so forth. It wasn't even brought up. What did Yehuda say? Binyamin has an old father and his brother died. The language of the heart is understood in every language. It does not need elaboration nor an interpreter. It was with this language that Yehuda wanted to convince Yosef. Yehuda wanted to plead his case to the viceroy with emotion straight from the heart. The viceroy would look at his face and understand what he was saying. This is a very powerful lesson for us to learn. We learn from what happened with Yaakov that we must always try to have a positive demeanor. One must have simchas achayim in everything that he does, and we have to accept everything from the Rebbeinu Shalom with a smile. What a powerful lesson that we see that language is just a way of understanding what the other person is saying. But there's something that goes deeper, emotions. It can be understood without words, without an interpreter. A little bit later in the parasha, Kapitel Mem Hei, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayishalach Hasechav, Vayileichu, Vayyemer Aleim, Al Tirgizu Badarach. And he sent off his brothers, and they went. Vayishalach Hasechav, Vayileichu. They went. Vayyemer Aleim. And he said to them, Al Tirgizu Badarach, do not become agitated on the way. If we could repeat that again, something doesn't sound right. And Yosef sent off his brothers, and they went, and he said to them, do not become agitated on the way. How did Yosef tell them something if they already went on their way? They left. It just first say is that the brothers prepared to leave, or before the brothers left, Yosef told them, do not become agitated, and then they went. What's going on? The pasuk, it seems out of order. Rashi says, Al Tirgizu Badarach. He gives a few different interpretations. The first one, Yosef told his brothers not to become involved in a halachic discussion because they may become so engrossed in the discussion and lose their way. One pshat. Another pshat. Do not take very large steps in order to arrive while it is still daylight. It's based on the Gemara in Tainis that taking very large steps is detrimental to one's health. Third pshat. Yosef feared that because his brothers were embarrassed, they would quarrel with each other over who was to blame for selling Yosef. Yosef told them not to quarrel on their journey. The Gemara in Tainis and Daf Yud Amud Beis says, Al Tirgizu Badarach. Yosef told his brothers not to engage themselves in a halachic matter, for it may cause them to lose their way. However, if two Talmidei Chachamim are traveling and words of Torah are not spoken between them, they deserve to be burned. If so, how could Yosef tell them not to learn Torah? Chas v'shalom, they're going to be burned. What's the answer? One should review his Torah while traveling. Yosef was telling his brothers not to learn Torah in depth while traveling, for that may cause them to lose their way. They shouldn't have a new sugya where they're going to have to overexert themselves. But to chazer and continue to review their Torah, their learning, that certainly they should do. It says in the Chasam Sefer, Yosef was instructing his brothers not to acquire the mentality of a year in exile, in Golos, one of fear and paralysis. Shouldn't be scared, shouldn't be paralyzed. Can't be scared. The Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. The Tosfos says, The Zemedrash says that these words of Al Tegazu Badarach mean Al Tafsiku Medvar Halacha. Do not stop from speaking words of Halacha. The Noam Gadim says that Yosef was telling his brothers how not to have fear while traveling. They should constantly be studying the words of the Torah HaKadosha, and this will protect them from all evil. It says in the Hadar Zakenim, Yosef told them not to fear from the strangers of marauders while traveling. Yosef was the ruler over Eretz Mitzrayim, and no one could hurt his brothers. It says in the Bukhari Shor, Yosef told his brothers that they need not fear bandits on the way. If one would steal from them, Yosef would not sell them grain, which would cause that person to die of starvation. They had good protection as they could. They had pull, as it's called. They had pull. Yosef was in charge of all the grain in Mitzrayim, and all the world was going to Mitzrayim, and no one was going to start up with them. It says in Marish Daif, Yosef told his brothers not to discuss one very specific shaila. There's only one shaila he told them not to discuss. They were not to discuss the question of why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this, which will cause Klal Yisrael to go into Galus Mitzrayim. They were not to delve into this question. Rather, they should accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing what he sees as good for Klal Yisrael. And obviously anything that the Rebbeinu Shalom sees as good for Klal Yisrael, that is what is truly best for Klal Yisrael. The Ben Yoyada says, Omar Beleza, Omar Lahem, Altis Asku Bidvar Halacha. Specifically, they should not be occupied with pilpul and discussing reasons for Halacha. However, to learn and review Halacha that already has a psak is certainly mutter. It says in the Shach Al Torah, the Pasuk says that Yosef sent his brothers, they went, and then he said, Al Tegizu Badarach. Zok the Shach, Al Tegizu Badarach is the same gematria as Kael Elikim Hashem Yikatze Lachem Zaderech. Yosef was mispowel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shorten the travel of his brothers back to their father so that his father should know that he is alive. It says in the Or Eliezer that the brothers may have thought that they were exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, for they were on the way to give their father the good news that Yosef was still alive. Yosef told them that they should know that even in this situation, where they're going to perform a tremendous mitzvah, that they would give their father a nachas ruach, that Yosef was still alive, they should make sure not to stop learning the Torah HaKadosha. It says in the Adaras Elio, in the Pasuk, in Yecheskel, after Parshas Vayigash, Venasati es mikdashi besoicham la'olam v'hoya mishkini aleihem. And I, whose I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shall place my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling place shall be upon them. It says in Shemois, in Sefer Shemois, Kapitel Chofei Pasiches, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti besoicham. They shall make for me a sanctuary for me. The Al-Sheikh explains that one should not think that when there is a Mishkan, the Shekhinah leaves the Tzaddikim and rests in the Mishkan. Rather, V'shachanti b'seichom, the Shekhinah rests within them. Who's them? The Tzaddikim at all times. So too, here the Navi is saying, V'nosati es mikdashi b'seichem la'olam, when I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will place my sanctuary among them forever. When is that? When the third Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Meher B'Yameinu. Do not think that then I will remove my Shekhinah from the Tzaddikim. V'hoya mishkini aleihem, my Shekhinah will remain with them as well as for they are the Heichal Hashem, the temple of Hashem. It says in the Yismach Yisrael, in the Gemara Nida, in Daf Ayin Gimel, Kol Hashoyna Halachas B'chol Yoy Muftach Loy, Shehu Ben Oylem Haba. All who learn Halachas each and every day, it is certain that he is a ben olam haba. He'll be zeichet olam haba. The meaning of this is that one who is zeicha to Torah and attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does not perform any action, no matter how small, that is against the Ratzon Hashem, for this person, every action he performs is called a halacha. This person is a hoylech b'darchei Hashem. He is one who follows in the ways of Hashem. One who is attached to the Torah HaKadosh the entire day is one who is learning halachas each and every day, and he will certainly be zeichet olam haba. Rashi says, "Va'idabri elav is called divrei Yosef v'yaris hagolos." And they told Yaakov Avinu all of the words of Yosef, and he saw the wagons. Yosef sent agolos to Yaakov as a sign to Yaakov that he remembered the last sugya of Torah which he learned with his father, the sugya of Egla Arufa. Rashi in the Devarim says, "V'chol ziknei ir v'anu v'amru yodeinu leishavchas adam hazeh." By Egla Arufa, all the elders of the city answer and say, "Our hands have not spilled this blood." Did anyone suspect that the elders, the Zakenim, they're the ones who killed this unknown person? If an unknown person is dead, we don't know how he died, and the Zakenim have to say, "We're not the ones who killed him. Why are we accusing them? Do we assume that they did it?" The elders are saying that they did not know of the traveler and had no part in allowing him to go on his lonely way without food or escort. That if they would have known, they definitely would have given him food and escort, and this would have caused this person not to die. It says in the Gurayef Maral that this declaration implies that the murder might not have happened if the victim had been escorted as required. It says in the Ksav Sefer, Al Tergezu, and tomorrow in Brachis, and Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, Ayipater Adamei Chaveroi, Elimitei Dvar Halacha, Shemitei Chach, Zeichrehu. One should only depart from his friend in middle of a Dvar Halacha, for this way his friend will remember him. Travel is dangerous. Torah protects one from the dangers of travel. Therefore, it is good and proper for one to depart from his friends with words of halacha. Specifically, one should be in the middle of a halacha, asking him a question which he must think about while taking leave from his friend. In this way, his friend will be thinking of Torah throughout his journey, even after departing from one another, and be protected throughout his journey. Now we can understand the pasuk. Yosef sent them, and they went. Yosef actually escorted his brothers, thereby demonstrating that not only did he remember the sugya of Egla Rufa and the halacha of escorting others, which is learned from the sugya, but that he put it into practice performing this mitzvah. As he was escorting them, he spoke to them regarding different Torah, a sugya that they could discuss on the way and be protected from all evil for the entire journey. Yosef told them not to stop learning the Torah Kadesh, for that is the true protection from all evil. So that's why the Pasuk is saying, he sent them off and they went, and he went with them, he escorted them. And then, he was giving them the sugya they should discuss. What should they discuss? They should have to learn Torah. We're living in tumultuous times. What's happening in the world, in America, the terrorists, the cops, the police, the killings of the police officers because they're protecting themselves against thugs. What is a person to do? We just finished the great Yom Tov of Chanukah. We had the Yevonim tried to eradicate the Torah from Klal Yisrael. They didn't try to kill Klal Yisrael, but try to kill Klal Yisrael by killing their Torah, but not having Torah. We have to strengthen ourselves and reinforce in ourselves the Dalet Amos of Halacha, that we have to stay involved in it, whether we have to go to work or we don't have to go to work, but we have to keep our connection to the Torah HaKadosh, because that is the true and only thing that could protect us. Have a good Shabbos.